Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Four unforgettable days, July 9th through 12th, featuring captivating performer Father John Misty, indie electronic duo Sylvan Esso, and politically charged songwriter Jesse Wells. Adult four-day passes start at only $303. Youth and senior passes start at $227. And kids under 12 are free. Grab yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Prices increase after Tier 2 and there are no gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
This is a Surgeon General's warning.
CJUMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
May cause severe problems with your neighbors, speakers to blow. Side effects may include high speeding on your local freeway, the urge to roll up a fat one, and wilding out in the clubs. And if played more than 10 times a day, can cause a severe reality overdose.
Punk song, boom!
I got me parka.
Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. Wait for the next one. Oh, I need to be a hit, baby. I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Thank you. down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Break down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Please don't go, I love you so, I love you so.
Please break my heart.
alone. Now I can think for myself. About little deals and issues. Things I just don't understand. I could quite light at night. Or it's like touch at times. I don't think I'm an agent to you.
You have to love Gary Numan, right?
Yeah, you picked that up as Gary Numan, right?
Yep.
It's kind of, he's very recognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome, everybody.
101.5 UMFM.
Yes.
It's a weird show.
It is. I don't know what Penny Lane was on when she made this playlist, but hey, you know what?
It's really weird for me.
Yeah.
But not if you know me.
Like the second song, I recognize the artist, but I couldn't
say the name.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We both had busy weeks.
Yep.
You started a new job.
Yes.
So that's like taking all your mental energy to get into. Work has been crazy for me. This morning we were like, whoa, we don't have a set list. And I was like, you know what? I started one. I'll finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starting one was one song. I thought I had more on it. So, it was the first song, and the first song came on my Discover Weekly this week. It was by a group called Fun Boy 3 with Bananarama.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was called It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. It was catchy, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was weirdly, because I was working, and I'm just bopping around, and I'm like, what the frick is this? I'm like, Bananarama? What? So, yeah. I kind of just went from there.
Yeah.
This other song, the next one that you said you recognized, was a group called Alt J.
Yeah.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Of course you do. You know the newer stuff. A song called Breeze Blocks, which came up on my Discover Weekly. My Discover Weekly was all weird crap like this, which I'm totally feeling. And then Gary Newman with Tube Way Army, Our Friends Electric, which is a song I've kind of loved for years because it's so weird.
Yeah.
A friend played it for me like when I started Punks and Parkas, and I'm like, that is the weirdest song I've ever heard. What does it mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
But it's a good song.
All I know is when he's in his car, it's, you know.
Yeah. That's right. Here in my car.
I feel safest of all.
Yeah,
I can lock all my doors in cars.
I was just thinking, I should have put some Tom Waits on this playlist. That would have fit in perfect.
Well, no, Tom Waits has that really rough voice. So
it's very rough, but weird. Especially.
Yeah, it's like this.
What was that album that came out like in the early 2000s? I listened to that album like crazy. Blood something? Blood Money? Was that what it was called? I got to look it up. Anyway, you have no idea what's on this set list because
I didn't share
it with you. And all I told you in the lobby of the station here was like, huh?
It's weird.
It's a little weird for me. This is probably one of the least weird songs that we're going to go to next. Ray has released a new album.
Yeah.
Which I'm still waiting. Okay. See, I hit the play button by mistake. Which I'm still waiting for my copy to be delivered.
Yeah.
Amazon. Damn it, I might just have to go into the music this weekend and pick it up. It's called This Music. This album may contain hope.
Yep.
It's really good. It's really good. This is one of the tracks off of it called Beware, the South London Lover Boy.
Ooh.
This is Ray.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of the South London concrete jungle, there lives a strange creature. Beware. The South London lover boy.
Girls, they say now there, yes, you stay prepared. South London lover boy.
Beware, never wary, it's so scary. He'll line back to your doorstep, spliff hanging off his lip. He'll grab your heart and squeeze it before he leaves his pocket. And he talks as if he's doing wrong. And he says, I'm too toxic for you, darling. But when we kiss, it feels like home.
Call you by a whistle if it finds a pretty woman. First thing, take care not to antagonize it. Don't offend its fragile ego. Stay calm, kind of polite, the darling ass style. Come, could be lethal.
Beware.
House, in your car, walking home from work after dark. I need you to repeat after me. Stay wary, girls. It's scary out there.
Say, girl, stay safe.
Stay prepared.
Stay prepared.
Oh, go straight, straight.
got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Looking at the beaches. Well, there goes another one just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. Sharabang. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Hit me! Tiger Bay, on the road to Mandalay, from Bombay to Santa Fe, over the hills and far away. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, says she boom, he says nicht, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, two fat persons, click, 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 hit me, hit me, hit me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit me.
Somebody hit him already. Jeez. Right. That was like a combination of David Bowie and, what's that? My mind is just.
I hear you on the
Curry,
David Bowie.
Tim Curry.
Yeah. See, I was also thinking like some Brian Eno, like in there too. It's Ian Drury and the Blockheads.
Okay.
You know them?
Okay. I think I've heard the name Ian Drury.
Ian Drury, so. Yeah. It's called, if you didn't catch it,
Rhythm Stick.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird song.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't go where you think it's going to go at the end with that saxophone.
No.
That's why I put it on here, because I was like, okay, what the
hell?
Like the
1980s, you know, saxophone.
Yeah. Just... I wonder when this came out. I don't know. I'll have to look. You're going to look?
I'm going to look.
Hit me with your rhythm stick, Ian Drury, D-U-R-Y, and the Blockheads. I'm gonna take a guess and say 86. Maybe 87. We love doing this, right?
I'm going to say 82.
Okay.
I haven't looked yet. So.
Okay. I'm like, you had your phone open.
Yep.
Let's see what
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Ian Drury and the Blockheads.
Oh, 1979.
What? Are you kidding?
No.
Huh. So Ian was ahead of the ball.
Yeah.
Damn.
Interesting.
Before that, the Stranglers. Talking about butts on the beaches.
Peaches.
And we started the off with Ray, Beware, the South London lover boy from her album This Music May Contain Hope.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. I like the song she does with that orchestra guy. I can't remember what his name is.
Oh, I can't remember either.
Conductor.
Yeah. It's so good. It was funny. Somebody turned me on to her first album because they were like, you like Amy Winehouse? And I was like, hell yeah. Listen to Ray. So if you were an Amy Winehouse fan, you're going to dig this.
Yeah.
Like it's so good. So good. Chef's kiss. So
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody.
We are T-minus one day.
Yep.
So a little less than one day from the kickoff of Pledge-O-Rama 2026.
Pledge-O-Rama.
So we've been doing this, God, we've been together for what, almost 8 years?
Yeah.
And it's been going on longer than that.
Yes, it has.
So we do this every year. UMFM is a campus and community non-for-profit radio station.
Yep.
So we're not selling a poop ton of commercial radio space. We're not like the big radio stations.
Yeah.
We basically make enough money to ensure that our staff, which is Jared and Michael, get paid because they do a lot of hard work around here, and that we make enough money to stay on the air.
That's right. You like hearing our lovely voices?
You love hearing this? Do you love hearing about people begging to be hit with a rhythm stick?
That's right. Then you got to give us the money so that we can make you listen to this.
Right. Expose you to rhythm stick music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every year we have found as inflation rises and all, you know, cost of everything increases. I think it had to be about 15 years ago, maybe longer, less. I don't know. We decided as a station that, you know what, we have been doing really well surviving on ad revenue, student fees, because we're part of the University of Manitoba.
Yep.
But like I said, inflation, prices go up. It just wasn't enough.
Yep.
And like, full disclosure, we are not in danger of going off the air.
No.
It's not like if you don't donate, the station is
dead. If you don't donate
this
next week, we are off the air the following week.
Forever.
That's it. Yeah.
No.
No.
UMFM always tries to make sure that they are set up for success in the future. So it's money to be put away for when our transmitter needs to be replaced, which is going to happen soon.
Didn't that happen a few years ago?
I think so. So maybe it's the boards, right? Like, we have a lot of great equipment, but it's getting old.
Yeah, this board up here looks like it's been here for...
It's probably since the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's doing its job.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
But there comes a time when this stuff needs to be replaced, and it's a big expense. So we call it our rainy day fund.
Yes.
And we've had to dip into it over the years for XYZ, and it's just ensured that, you know, it doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, this year our goal is $34,000.
It seems like a lot, but it's really not.
It's not.
It's, you know,
you get 34 people, $1,000 each. There you go.
Oh, there you go. See, easy math.
Boom.
Easy
done.
Wow. If only, right? That's not saying you can't donate $1,000, but we understand. Like, times are tough.
Times are tough.
We get it.
Gas is almost $2 a liter up here in Canada.
God, it's insane.
Yeah.
So anything you can do
is
greatly appreciated. We also do payment plans. So if you do want to maybe don't, we have like set, UMFM does incentives at set amounts, like the 101.5. So $101.50 is a level, $75 is a level to get certain swag.
Yep.
If that's too much for you to do in one shot, we will work up a payment plan with you. You can pay by debit, Visa, credit card, MasterCard, sock full of quarters, whatever.
You can donate online. You can call us here.
Yep.
Next week. You can even come down here.
You can. You can donate online now if you want to. Go to umfm.com/donate. If you want to actually call and speak to some of our lovely volunteers, that'll be starting tomorrow.
Yep.
And they'll be manning the phones the whole week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was talking a little bit about incentives.
I got the email up here, so I'm looking
at
it.
He's got the email. So UMFM has station branded merch
and
stuff to give
away. Stickers, pins, coffee mugs, t-shirts, tumblers, long sleeve t-shirts, new hoodies, and a Bluetooth speaker.
A Bluetooth speaker?
That's what it says here.
What level is that at?
It's just a generic thing that says list of swag.
We got to find it. See, you are wearing one of the swaggy hats you got.
I am.
Yeah. Ooh, I got it.
Look at this, everybody. Can you see it?
Yeah,
it's
totally
beautiful.
Totally can see it. It's a nice trucker hat. The swag is always great. We always engage local artists to design it. I don't know who designed it this year.
I can tell you.
It was Alan Lord. It looks like his work.
This year would be... Brody Freeze Studio 596 and Smokescreen Stream Printing.
It's a gorgeous. I love it. It's so like tattoo-y kind of. It's fun. Incentives, UMFM, but we're also going to have incentives because we want you to donate in support of this show. Punks and Parkas is one of the longest running shows on UMFM. We've been doing this, I'm almost sad to say this, 20 years.
Yeah.
And that is not the longest running show.
No, there is a... people that have been here since like dinosaurs.
Since the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so. But we want you to support our show so that, you know, it helps us see that, you know, you appreciate what we do.
Yeah.
But to help incentivize you, we're going to have a prize pack. So no matter what amount you donate in support of Punks and Parkas, so $5, $50, $2, $1,000 would be amazing. You will be entered into a draw to win a prize pack.
Yep.
So far, we're still collecting a few oddball things to throw in there, but the main part of the prize pack is we've got three LPs.
Yep.
First one is, it's called Barnyard Beehive by Numero Group. Numero Group is an amazing label that does these fantastic soul deep dive compilations. They're amazing. And the Beehive collection is all focused on female artists. So this is early, obscure female country. It's really good. There is also...
The Specials 12-inch...
Specials 12-inch.
Of Ghost Town.
Yes. And then probably the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Booby Night.
Booby Night and the Universal Woman or Universal Lady. It is
amazing.
The most amazing 70s funk you've never heard.
Yep.
And it's one of those things like I bought a copy for myself and I loved it so much I got a copy for us to sell at the punk rock market, and nobody bought it because nobody knows what it is, right? Yeah. But as soon as you listen to it, it's going to be one of your favorite funk and soul albums. I kid you not.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a sealed copy of that.
Yes.
We also are going to throw some really amazing books in as well.
Yeah, we got one, early history of much music. And we got some short stories written by the guy from...
Oh, my God. We both just blanked on his name.
The guy from
name.
Black Flag.
Oh, we're terrible. What the heck is his name? Oh. This is what happens when you get old, guys.
Yeah. Rollins.
Henry Rollins.
You can tell this show is unscripted, right? Because we have no clue what we're saying.
Yeah, if I was ever prepared with a script. But then it's not as funny.
Yeah.
To listen to us be idiots. Yeah, so we're going to have that for sure. We're going to throw some other stuff in there, yeah. And we're going to see what we've got that we can synthesize the OOF.
Yeah, maybe I might throw something in there. I don't know.
Don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kicking off tomorrow on Free Range Radio, which I believe starts at 5:30, going through the whole week. So next week is not going to be regular broadcasting. It's going to be us doing the Jerry Lewis telethon bit.
Yeah, and there's some really cool prize packs, too. There's like
like
concert tickets, Sukram's Brewery stuff.
I believe we still have the golden tickets, too, to various festivals and venues.
8 venues and festivals.
Oh, damn. That's
the Festival Express is now featuring 9 events, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's expanding. That's amazing. So all this information is available on our website, umfm.com. You can find it there.
Yes, you can.
So speaking of campus and community radio stations, they're the bread and butter of weird music. We are also on another. We syndicate.
We syndicate every Monday.
Every Monday.
At 1 o'clock.
We are making those Mondays happy again.
We are.
On the face.
Yep.
So that is another community radio station out in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. That sounds
the whitest
terrible.
Girl in the room.
I'm sorry. I try.
You do.
I'm so white, I'm clear. It's just terrible. Wish I could take that back. But anyway, we're so lucky to be a part of that station, too. Mod Marty is part of that station.
Yes.
We've got Nico, DJ Nico from Toronto. She's part of it as well. So if you dig this kind of music, soul music, funk, and just in a wide array of really good shows, give it a listen.
Yeah.
Face.com. What else is going on, Captain Dan?
It's Vinyl Vault on this Saturday.
Yeah, Vinyl Vault this Saturday.
Yep.
Downtown at the Power Building?
Yep. 1:30 to... 1:30.
It's 11:30?
9:30 to 1:30.
Early.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
So get there early.
Yeah.
It gets hot in there.
It does. So
wear a t-shirt.
So go naked.
Yeah, go naked. Speaking of records, though, Record Store Day was this
past
weekend.
Yeah, last weekend. And
yeah, how was it? I didn't go.
It was busy.
It was busy.
Yeah.
I had a haircut scheduled because I didn't think. But to be honest, there wasn't a lot on the list that I was itching for. And I was like, the best way for me to not to spend the money, because I'll spend. I'll find something to buy. It's not hard. So you went. Where did you go?
I went to Into the Music.
And?
And I picked up 4 records.
Yeah. 1 for me and 3 for you?
No, 2 for you, 2 for me.
What else did I get?
You got The Cure.
Yeah.
Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm like, I got 2.
And I got 5440 and Bruno Mars.
Yeah. So there was some good stuff. But for the most part, I mean, this is my main beef lately with Record Store Day is the amount of live albums they're doing.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's like they want to release something unique and different for Record Store Day. That's kind of the purpose. But I'd rather have outtakes. I'd rather have a remastered album with bonus tracks. I'm not a big live album fan. It has to be really spectacular.
I just want to say, too, a lot of the records were expensive.
Yeah, the prices are going up on those
suckers. $59 for a lot of the records that were on sale.
And it's like, I know the price of records has gone up considerably since the pandemic. Like, it's just, it's become a popular hobby. But it's a little crazy.
It's like, do I want to pay $60 for
one record?
One record?
It's kind of hard to justify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I remember when we got together, you were like, I'll never spend over $40 on a record. Look what happened. That went out the window.
Oh, yeah.
But if you partake in Record Store Day, cool.
Yep.
If you don't, I've been seeing a lot of, I don't want to say negativity, but people kind of, every year it seems to be more and more people are kind of kicking up against it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I could see the point. I saw one post this guy was posting about, I understand the purpose of Record Store Day. I know why it's here. It was created to support us in a time when we were going out of business because vinyl was not a thing. He said, but now it's popular. We're doing well, which is great. We get all this stock And after Record Store Day, we can't sell it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it. Unless it's the real popular stuff, right? So he's like, this one store, I can't remember. It was somewhere in the States. He's like, I'm not participating for that reason. I cannot have that stock on hand for 3-4 years. Like, I just can't do it. Yep. And it's not...
I've heard that a few record stores are actually... they're really... Oh, I can't think of the word.
Just having a day. This happens. You've been working too hard.
They're having, like, buyer's remorse for getting those Rolling Stone mini record players.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Like, they've been buying so... they bought so many of them to sell.
Yeah.
They didn't sell as much as they thought they were going to sell.
I think they were banking on them being as popular as the Beatle one was that year.
But I hate to say it, the Beatles are 99% more popular than the Rolling Stones.
Sadly, yes. Yeah. So, yeah. My stance on Record Store Day is I get it.
Yeah, and the stores didn't get all the stuff they were supposed to get. So
and there's
getting
always
stuff.
That. Yeah, they're getting stuff later. That's been a thing for the last, like, 5 or 6 years, eh? Like, getting stuff early, getting stuff late, not getting stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Kudos, though, to the stores in Winnipeg who did it. Argy's, her, Argy's daughter is my nail tech, so I see her every month. And her and I were talking, and she's like, he had a great day. He had lineups down the street, as always. fantastic showing. Like, the support is great.
Yeah.
And our show sponsor, Vintage Vinyl, had an amazing day
He had a big sale, and he was busy as eck.
He was booking it.
Busy as eck.
Busy as eck. He doesn't carry the new stuff, so it was...
But he still was...
He was popping there. Yeah. So I'm glad people went.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing the rounds, you got to go to Vintage Pop
into
Vinyl.
The small ones.
It's amazing. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So should we play some music?
Let's play some music. Okay. I have no idea what's next. So
which is terrible because I don't know how to pronounce their name properly. Warmdusher? 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 I don't know. It's a song called I Got Friends.
Okay.
You were standing sultry in the rain.
You guess who this is?
No.
No? Yeah, it's not super Devo-y, but it's Devo.
Ah.
This is Gates of Steel from probably one of their best albums, I think, Freedom of Choice. Before that, Smash It Up by the, in brackets, International, unbracket, Noise Conspiracy, Orange Juice with Rip It Up, and Warm Dusher. I'm going to go with that. I got friends.
Warm Dusher.
That's probably what it is.
Probably.
Anyway, we've got like 2 minutes. I've got a song that's not going to fit, but it's one of my favorites. We're going to play some New Order next week. Pledgerama Show.
Yes.
We'll see you guys then.
See ya.
First emerging with a voice that felt almost otherworldly, Daniel Caesar has become one of the defining artists in modern R&B, blending soul, gospel, and raw, intimate songwriting into something deeply human. From Freudian to Never Enough, and now his latest album, Son of Spurgy, Caesar continues to push into new territory, reflective, vulnerable, and sonically rich. This is music that lingers, quietly devastating, beautifully arranged, and impossible to shake. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Center with very special guest 070 Shake Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Seventh String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up. Have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English Chamber Folk Ensemble.